tell us.
Well, when you take your horses and plough into the field, you see, you go round, you leave, we used to leave 4 yards, Adlin, you see. Well, what we used to do is to mark it out. Go round, keep 4 yards away from there, draw round. You follow what I mean? Well, then you start to plough your butt ground. It's in butts. You see, you set your cup. There'd be, if it's been ploughed afore, you'll find an hollow rain. Well, we should set a cup up there, see, up that old rain, and plough round that, if they was 30-yard butts, we should plough 10 yards each side the cup. That's 20 yards, see. Well, then set another cup and plough 20 yards round that, you see, and then it leaves you 10 yards in the middle, what we call slitting, to finish your rain. You follow me? Your rain must be perfect between, if you're ploughing a 30-yard butt, you see, the rain must be 15 yards from one cup to the other, perfect. Each and get the same quantity of furrows each side, you follow me? That's what's the art of butting, not got ever so many one side and less the other. You must have the exact number of furrows from where you put your one cup and to where you put the second cup, where you finish the rain. Well, you'll carry on like that straight throughout the field, cup and rain it. But the main art is when, if you plough a field after sheep, when what you used to do on a four-year system, we used to plough after sheep, you see. Well, that the sheep had tread it right out, as you couldn't see no rains or nothing, you see. Well, then was the main art of years gone by, is to get that field absolutely perfect. Used to set off. The first cup we used to set was 10 yards from Adlin. See, that allowed it 10 yards each side, you see. Then from that cup to the next, we used to go just according to the sun was just according to the field. If it was heavy land, we used to go 25 yards. If it was light land, we used to go 30. Well, you see, with everyone, biggest part of it all round the Midlands here, generally go 30 yards without it's a wet field, and then you mustn't go that far because of rain. You see? Well, then we used to go another 30 yards, but we always used to watch and make sure as when we stuck our sticks up, they must be absolutely dead true. Because, you see, if you've got to yard out at one and yard out at the other, you've got to get some 2 or 3 short putters in. Well, now then, those would be there till it come for 4 solid years, which used to look terrible bad when it come up a clover lay. And see a short four in a clover lay, well, what I mean, a good ploughman, it used to be a disgrace to it. You see, you must have every footer from edge to edge. You see, you know, you'll keep copping out of the 30 yard and keep pulling out in mine and finish. Get the same quantity of footers up to the one cup and the same number to the other and finish your rain dead in the middle. You follow me? And finish it off right the way out to like that. But make sure when. And cop them out absolutely perfect. We used to have a piece of string on a thatch peg, just wrapped up on the plough. And we used to run it straight out and stick the peg up. Well, if you went dead straight for them sticks then, well, then your field would be there for 4 years. There was no such a thing as a short footer. Everything worked in absolutely perfect. And if you wanted to sow it by broadcast, you see, you could start with your upper, and it's so narrow, about 7 inches wide. And then you see, you could sow it with upper, and it would drop in between, and when it come up, every row would be absolutely 7 inches perfect from one end to the other. You see, that was the main art of horse playing, was hand sowing.